ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
I'm sorry.
It'll be brief, ma'am. Your opinion does matter. Like, for example, I just wanted to know, by any chance, are you Mervic Pigente?
Yes.
Oh, great, ma'am. All right. So my first question to you, ma'am, is just to make sure that you're safe. You're not driving by any chance. Are you in a place where we can talk safely? I'll make this brief.
Yes.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am, which state do you currently live?
California.
Great. And first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
City of Stockton.
Within Stockton, okay. What is your zip code, ma'am?
95206.
Great. All right. Are you or anybody in your household employed by a newspaper, TV, or radio station, or for a political party, or by a candidate for political office? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Oh, okay. And moving on, ma'am, are you or any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Oh, okay. And what year were you born, ma'am, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
1973.
All right. And moving on, ma'am. Well, I know the answer to this question, but which of the following best describes you? Would you say a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Woman.
Okay. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No. Oh, okay, ma'am. All right. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage you consider yourself? Like, for example, to be Caucasian or white, African-American, Asian, Hispanic, or Latino-American?
Asian.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
All right. And moving on, ma'am, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger or for whom you're the parent or guardian of?
Two
kids. All right. And moving on, what type of school do your children attend? Would you say traditional public school, public charter
school? Public school.
All right. Would that be the traditional public school, ma'am, or a public charter school?
Traditional public school.
Okay. And do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten to third grade? No? Fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school?
Fourth to sixth grade.
All right. And moving on, my other question to you is, what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? Would you say, like, for example, location, quality of teachers, safety, graduation rate, and student outcomes, academic program size, special needs programs, athletic or extra?
Location.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to read to you a list of various public officials and organizations. Just tell me if your opinion is favorable or unfavorable about them. All right. If you don't know them, you can tell me as well. All right. For example, the first one is the interim superintendent, Tracy E. Miller. Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
The favorable.
All right, somewhat. All right. What about teachers' union, ma'am? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. What about Mayor Kevin Lincoln? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. Moving on, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of various educational institutions. Just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. All right. If you don't know them, you can tell me as well. For example, traditional public schools in Stockton. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. What about public charter schools in Stockton? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them?
I don't know about that, so Maybe favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. What about private and parochial schools in Stockton? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards private and parochial schools in Stockton?
Favorable.
All right. Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. What about magnet schools in Stockton, ma'am? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards...
What is magnet? That's the first time I heard.
Oh, well, the survey doesn't specify, ma'am, but if you don't know it, that's okay. Not a problem. All right. What are some of the reasons for your very favorable opinion of public charter schools in Stockton, ma'am? Like, in your own words, why would you have a very favorable opinion? In your own words.
The public school?
Uh-huh. Why do you have a very favorable opinion? Yeah.
Public school, especially that my kids attending is the school is they're good. The teachers, this is the kids good. Especially my kid, and if there's a problem or problem with the kids, they take action with it immediately. So I think that's why I'm saying they're very favorable.
No problem, ma'am. I have that feedback down. All right. Would you say that the public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or do you feel it's headed in the wrong track?
Headed in the right direction. But my...
Right direction.
My,
uh-huh.
Yeah, my, uh-huh. But my son attending in, not in Stockton school, in Manteca Unified? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, my other question to you would be, ma'am, like we would like to know as well is, well, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets your child needs? Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not that important,
very
or
important.
Not important at all?
Very important.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
And maybe a little, I guess.
A little. Okay, not a problem. All right. And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton? Do you favor or oppose?
I think favor, yeah.
Okay, would you say strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
All right, we're almost done, ma'am. I'm going to read to you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. Just tell me if you think that it describes the public charter schools very well or not well at all. So, for example, the first one is public charter schools are public schools. Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, or does not describe it well or does not describe it at all?
Very well, I guess. Very well, yeah.
What about public charter schools serve mostly students of color? Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, not well, or not well at all?
Very well.
Public charter schools are tuition free. Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all well?
Somewhat well.
Okay. And public charter schools are open to all. Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Okay. And public charter schools serve mostly low-income students. Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Okay. And public charter schools help improve the entire public school system. Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all well?
Very well.
And public charter schools are nonprofit. Do you feel it describes it very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Okay. And moving on, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
More favorable.
All right. And if a candidate running, ma'am, for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No, I guess.
What do you say? More likely to vote for them? No effect, or less likely to vote for them?
What is it again? I got confused.
That's okay. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect?
Less likely.
Okay. And thinking about more about local elections, many people have spoken would say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Would you say always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. And which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools enroll children of all skills, level, and backgrounds, or are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, or give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, or support different learning styles, or are managed independently from local school districts, or are free and open to all children, or encourage more parent input and involvement? Any of those?
Because I have to think it's a lot.
The last one. Encourage more parent input and involvement?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how likely are you to consider sending your children to a public charter school? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. All right. And how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Would you rate that excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
For paying, what is it, like, question again?
How would you rate the opportunity for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Would you rate that excellent, good,
excellent,
not so good,
yes,
or poor? Okay. Excellent. And, listen to what there's a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. Let me read it. So the proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and a career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat supportive, ma'am?
Strongly.
All right. And which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Would you say it's because reducing the money spent on a college education, or receiving college credits while in high school, or technical certification?
The second one.
Receiving college credits while in high school?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. And from which of the two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues, ma'am? Would you say regional newspapers, like, for example, Sacramento Bee, or local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com, or social media, or local radio stations? Social media. Okay, ma'am. And are you currently employed, a student, you stay at a home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking?
Stay home parent.
And in politics today, are you considered to vote? Oh, okay. In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong Democrat, because if I don't like the running person, I don't vote. So I understand. Not so strong. Yeah.
How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
What is it again?
How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Low income? All right. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your answers. They were
Thank
so helpful
you.
To me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice
okay.
day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.